right, credit does affect my arena. You all know that I'm am mortgage experts. That's what I do day in and day out when I'm not here here on this weekends with you guys. And I want to talk about credit scores and a few myths regarding credit scores. So credit repair, I want to talk about that in debt consolidation. On credit repair is a process of working with reporting agencies and creditors to improve your credit report as a way of increasing your FICO score. Now, credit report is significant to consumers interested in receiving benefits of better credit, competitive interest rates, and lower payments. Now, the Fair Credit Report Act, FCRA, establishes the rights to contact credit bureaus and dispute items on your credit report. One dispute an inquiry is incorrect and incomplete and unable to verify. If they can't verify these items, they have to actually delete and remove them from your credit report. So it's hard as a consumer to understand how the laws work. I have an attorney in studio today, and we're going to be talking about this on a different side, not related to credit, but it's the same thing. Unless you understand how the Act work, it's almost impossible for you to do it yourself. So my advice is to hire a credit repair company. Now, debt consolidation, it can be damaging to your credit score. Debt consolidation usually involves combining and consolidating multiple loans within a single loan, often with a lower monthly payment and a longer repayment term. But if you're using a debt consolidation or a loan consolidation company, this actually can be devastating to your credit scores, because what they're doing is they're going and making an agreement with a company to lower your rate, lower the terms, different things to get those payments down. And what the company is actually doing is they're reporting that as a delinquent on your credit report. Now, if you're just consolidating the loans from one credit to another credit card, then that's okay and it's not going to affect your credit score. Now, average age of credit, on the pie chart, I'm not going over the pie chart today, but I wanted to let you know that average age of credit represents 15% of the entire credit scoring and how that works. What you don't want to do is you don't want to close out any accounts that are over 2 years old or established. These are called season accounts. The longer the account's been opened, the better that's impact it's going to have to your credit score. So a lot of times people think closing accounts out that they're not using is going to be good for your credit scores. It can have a very dramatic effect in a negative way, especially if you're closing out season cards. So closing out accounts will not help your score in most cases. It will actually do the exact opposite. 15% again of the credit score is based on the average age of the credit. The longer the history, the better it is for your credit score. Now, if you've got some challenging credit scores and you're trying to increase your credit score, here's a little tip as well, an authorized user. If you've got a mom, dad, a brother, sister, someone that's okay putting you on the account, it doesn't mean they need to give you the actual card to go use it, but just making you as an authorized user. If that card is a seasoned account, that can be very helpful for your credit once you've been added onto that card. Now, don't pay off collections before consulting with someone. I know, sounds a little strange, right? If you owe money, you want to pay it off. But collections can actually have a dramatic impact on your credit score when you close the account. I just mentioned average age of credit, seasoned. Collections, they have a seasoned date. Once you close that account, then you've lost that season of when the original account opened, when that collection is paid off. Little bit tricky here. So regarding a mortgage, what I would, unless you have to pay it off to qualify, a lot of times you do not. If you don't, what you want to do is pay that off at closing. If it's something that's going to be paid off, but you don't need it to actually approve for the mortgage, you're just going to pay it off at closing. And that way it's not going to affect your credit score, because when they do a final credit pull, it's a soft pull, and that's not going to affect your actual credit score itself. Now, another myth, you may think that you're not responsible for credit debt if you get divorced. If your name is on the loan, borrower, cosigner, you're responsible for that debt, even if you're divorced and your former spouse agreed to handle the debt for you. Your credit is on the line, so lenders make an agreement with both you and jointly, and unfortunately, that agreement is between the two of you. So the only way that that would not be affect you is if you actually have your name removed from that account. Now, last thing I want to go over is a consumer credit score is not the same as what the lender score is. So many smart consumers will periodically check your credit report to see the scores and verify accuracy of or in information that's displayed on the report and get a sense of what your risk rating might be. It is most common for people to check their ratings just before they take out a loan. Then comes the surprise. The credit score is different from what the bank pulls. This happens all the time. In fact, the two different, they're totally different credit reports that are getting pulled. The score module is a formula that assigns points based on unknown information to predict an unknown future outcome. So banks use a different credit score. Banks use a different credit score formula or algorithm. The credit reports pulled by a consumer are different scoring algorithms that are pulled by the banks, lenders, and credit card companies. Sometimes they are unique algorithms depending on the separate modeling companies. Unique meaning mortgage could pull from a different FICO algorithm than what your car lender would be pulling for. So mortgage lenders have their own brand of a FICO score. Even your FICO from myficoscore.com and other consumer credit resources use different algorithms. Your mortgage credit score will be different. FICO has designed 53 different models of scores. They risk grade different industries such as mortgage, auto loan, insurance, student loans, and credit cards, as I mentioned before. So with many of the models, companies' credit risk algorithms come in a wide variety of factors developed by many different modeling companies. Fair Isaac is the most prominent model, and their flagship algorithm is the FICO risk score and most widely known and used in the industry. Now, the three credit bureaus formed in strategically alliances to complete direct with FICO and developed an alternative, the Vantage Risk Scores. When a consumer pulls his or her credit score, they are most frequently viewing the Vantage version. Consumers need to contact the bureaus in order to see their report, and the bureaus choose to provide the ones that are cost less to produce, and the bureaus charge money to provide them. So the revenues with having a FICO are just an extra royalty. So when the bank pulls a credit score in connection with the loan application, most frequently they are using the FICO version. FICO has, again, majority of different algorithms and different versions that they're going to be using. So it's a little bit confusing. Bottom line with your FICO score, it's really great to get online. Use the free resources to get an idea of what your credit looks like. Again, make sure that you don't have anything that should not be there. Get an idea of where the score is at, but just know when you go in to get a loan, you could see, I've seen as much as a 60-point difference in a FICO score from a consumer-based report that's getting pulled versus the one that's actually being used for mortgage purposes. That's my Money Chat. Anything that you guys want to hear during my Money Chat, please feel free to reach out to the show, 1-855-400-1150, and provide your request. Coming up next to Money Hour, hiring a good family law attorney. Why does that matter? Vincent Humphreys with Humphrey & Associates right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.